It's time for business news now. Ko Taku Hoa in INA, ko Nona Peltier, known as in the studio. I'm interested, the Bank of New Zealand's first half profit has dropped.
Yes, so hard times have hit the banks as well. Yeah, but they're still making a profit. But only $762 million in the first half ended March, compared with $805 million the year before. And that's partly because they're getting a little bit less on their margins. So that's the difference between what they borrow their own money and what they lend it for, basically. They say that lending, okay, net interest income, it's flat at $1.46 billion. So that's... Loans, just slightly up. Deposits, only just slightly up. And impairments, only slightly down. So overall, the bank says it was resilient in a subdued economic environment. High interest costs, cost of living pressures continue to impact its business growth. There you go. And household finances.
So not as many people wanting mortgages because they can't
pay
for them.
But they can't afford them, can they? No. So that's that, really. That's the end of the story for them. But we will be hearing from other banks next week. So
we can see if there is a trend. Sort of connected is this next story. New home building consents have dropped again. What are the numbers?
Well, these are homes consented, right? So you can build them. It's down 25% in the year to March. So... that's consents to build 35,000 homes. That's overall everywhere. Yeah. And that includes also multifamily dwellings. And that compares with the peak of 51,000 homes in May 2022. So most of the homes are multifamily homes. So units, 20,000 of them are, and 15,000 are single family homes. But basically, overall, the whole thing is looking really down. That's impacting, of course, the construction sector. We've heard that time and again. And actually, I've tried to talk to the construction sector. If you're out there, you're not answering your phone. So it would be nice to know what's happening, really. But we're hearing about liquidations and how really tough things are for, home builders, obviously, as well as the larger construction firms, too. Although I know that infrastructure is still, big projects are still happening.
Those numbers are interesting because something is consented doesn't mean it actually gets built.
That's
so that
right.
would be another interesting part of it. So what, those consents are about two-thirds of what they were previously.
Yeah.
And then it would be interesting to see how many actually converted into a built house because you can't live in a consent.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. And yeah, and also, I mean, getting a mortgage, to get to buy
on a
ahead
new build.
Of time.
Yeah.
It's really scary right now. There's a big drive through Inland Revenue to recover bad debts, primarily in the construction sector. There's about 40,000 builders, construction types that are in arrears. That information is not collected by credit agencies. So if you're doing a credit check, you don't know that Inland Revenue might just come in foreclose just like that. Yeah, it's a risky time to be in that business altogether.
So what have the markets been up to today, please, Nona?
Interesting. The U.S. Federal Reserve has spoken, and what they said was interest rates are going to stay unchanged at 5.5%. For now, but there is hope, and that hope is that, yes, interest rates will one day come down. Yeah. And when they do, that will make a big difference, and it certainly seems to have been reflected in our dollar today at 59.3 US cents, 91.98 Australian, which it's been all along, and 47.3 British pence. Interestingly, there's a trading halt on tourism holdings. That's the camper van folks.
Yes.
They're saying that they are counting their result for the period ended in March, and it's not looking very good. So they're concerned, and they've put themselves in a trading halt pending an update to the market. So that's not great for the tourism sector, is it? Anyway, overall, though, the index rose a whole 6 points to 11,874.
Thank you, Nona. Before you go, what would you select from the Olympic menu that we were discussing earlier?
Well, I didn't hear the whole menu, but I know I like the croissant myself, so I don't know about everything else. Frog legs, that's not your thing, is it?
No. Thank you very much. That's Nona Croissant with the Business News.